The studies touting the safety of fluoride rest on shaky ground. After looking at a number of water fluoridation studies, Britain's University of York Centre for Reviews and Dissemination was unable to discover any reliable, good-quality evidence in the fluoridation literature worldwide. The review did not show water fluoridation to be safe. In fact, it found the quality of the research was too poor to establish with any confidence the safety of fluoridation. Connett and his co-authors note that the dental industry is not entirely responsible for this inadequate information on fluoridation. The enemy, instead, is a system that is geared to perpetuate a belief in fluoridation by using professional peer pressure, tremendous amounts of promotional money, and the subtle threat of ostracism. Maintenance of the policy of fluoridation continues by use of the tools of professional licensure and legal pressure in a long chain of workers who are compelled to continue a practice many of them know is wrong, and some are compelled to follow state mandates that have been poorly understood, poorly written, yet strongly enforced by professionals who were responsible for twisting laws and ethics that should have signaled a poor and failing medical policy many years ago. They wrote, "Only the politics of face-saving seems to have formed the basis for the continuation of fluoridation, especially in the U.S. The ignorance by officials of the basic science, law, and ethics concerning this issue are unbelievably glaring, and the problems already described pale in comparison to the potential effects fluoride may have on the thyroid gland, which is one of the body's largest endocrine glands and controls how quickly the body uses energy, makes proteins, and processes hormones." A 1958 article in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology entitled "Effect of Fluorine on Thyroidal Iodine Metabolism in Hyperthyroidism" noted that thyroidal, blood, and urinary radioiodine studies suggest that fluorine inhibits the thyroid iodide-concentrating mechanism. More recent studies, including a 2006 National Research Council, NRC, report entitled "Fluoride in Drinking Water, a Scientific Review of EPA's Standards," concluded that further research is required on the effects of fluoride on endocrine function, especially with respect to a possible role in the development of several diseases or mental states. According to the NRC fluoride report, which was produced by a panel of experts who reviewed hundreds of published fluoride studies, even small amounts of fluoride consumed from tap water not only can disrupt thyroid function, but can damage bones, teeth, and brain, and even lower IQ and/or cause cancer.